محمد
خوشنودی امام زمانہ بلندتر صلوات
اللہم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد بھائی دیگر صلوات
اللہم صلی علی
محمد و آل محمد
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین وصلی اللہ علی سیدنا و نبینا ابی القاسم المصطفی محمد
اللہم صلی علی محمد و آل
محمد وعلی اہل بیتہ الاطیبین الانجبین بہم نتولى ومن اعدائہم نتبرأ الی اللہ اللهم كن وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
There is a lot of wrong that we have done and there that needs to be purified, removed from our system. Here Mansoom says that man lam yaqdir ala ma yukaffiru bihi dhunubuhu fal yukthir min as-salati ala Muhammadin wa alih fa innaha tahtimu dhunub hajma. Says that one who cannot remove the wrong that he has done, the sins that he has committed, says recite salawat a lot, and that recitation of salawat upon Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, it will destroy the sins that have been committed.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Or elsewhere says that لِلْمُسَلِّي عَلَيْكَ نُورٌ عَلَى السِّرَاطِ. That is, to pass from that sirat in the hereafter, you need light. Here Rasulullah says, someone who recites salawat upon me will be blessed with that light, and that light will be a torch for him to pass over that sirat. And someone who possesses that noor as the result of the recitation of that salawat will be protected from that nar, which is the fire in the hereafter. So that too, another bonus for reciting salawat ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Now, the days of the week, every day is designated for a ma'soom. And for each day there is a ziyarat, small ziyarat, very small. If you were to recite it, it won't take more than 30 seconds, 40 seconds of your time. Saturday is the day of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa
sallam. Salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
Sunday is the day of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Zahra alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
Monday is the day of Imam Mujtaba and Aba Abdullah Hussain alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
Tuesday, Imam Sajjad, Baqir and Sadiq alayhim as-salam. Wednesday, Imam Kazim, Reza, Taqi and Naqi alayhim as-salam. Thursday is the day of Imam Askari alayhim as-salam. And Friday is the day of the Imam of Age, Imam Al-Asr, Ajjalallahu ta'ala, Farajahu
Shaykh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So by reciting these small ziyarat, which are for the ma'sumeen, you can find them online, different versions. You can find them in Mafatihul Jinan and all these different books of du'as and ziyarat that you have. Make it a habit to recite these small ziyarat in the morning and in the afternoon, whenever it is convenient for you. But the best would be to do it in the morning, that you've started your day with these small ziyarat, and that way that tawassul with ma'sumeen also has been maintained. It was mentioned yesterday that from the ziyarat Jamiat al-Kabira, The quote was recited as Ajsadukum fil Ajsad wa Arwahukum fil Arwah. That is, addressing the Ma'sumeen, the Imams alayhi wasalam, we say that your bodies are in the bodies, your souls are in the souls. That is to say that the souls of the Imams are present in our souls. The bodies of the Imams are present in our bodies. Or as it was said that the ulama, they believe that it is only one soul which is hakim, which is ruling on this universe, on this creation of Allah, and that is the soul of Ma'sum himself. It is Imam al-Asr, it is his soul. Now, how come and how does this happen? Now when it comes to I try to be as simple as it is possible. Now, we see each other. You can see me, I can see you. But if there is something wrong with my vision, a correction lens is required. Some people are of that caliber and they possess that capacity. They can see us and they can also see inside us, meaning that the soul of ours can be seen by them. As the examples were mentioned, that person he had fought with his wife comes for namaz, for his prayers. Ayatullah Bahauddin says to him, go and patch up, without he be uttering anything to this great alim. So there are people who can see inside us as to what we have done, right or wrong. Sometimes, depending on the capacity and caliber of that person, they can read our mind. Many a times, we see dreams. And in these dreams, many things are interpreted. Messages are delivered to us. Sometimes, people of this great caliber, they have access to our dreams. I see something, he sees what I'm seeing. Now to understand this, I'll give you an example. Marhum Ayatullah Kashmiri. He is the Ustad of Akhlaq of Marhum Shaheed Mustafa Khomeini, Imam Khomeini's eldest son who was martyred. Now this is something which is unfolding in 1960s. He is an Ustad of Akhlaq. Says, now as every son comes and reports to his father, this is what my ustad had said today, he comes and says, talks loud about his ustad. And there is an incident over here. He says that if what your ustad says is true, then ask him, for example, on the 12th of March and a day in a year, I had a dream. What was that dream? And what is the interpretation, the translation of that dream? Imam Khomeini says to his son to ask his ustad Ayatullah Kashmiri. Comes to the ustad and says that my father says that he had a dream on such and such a date. What did he see and how do you translate it? He says your father had a dream that he has been laid in the grave and he is in Najaf, he is in Qom, and in his grave, under his head, there was a stone. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he comes in his grave and sees that it is hurting his head, removes that stone, and then he eases him. This is the dream your father had. That is, Imam Khomeini has this dream in 1960s. So that was right. This is what he had seen and what Ayatollah Kashmiri reports to his son. Between the two, that is Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Kashmiri, there is no contact. And then he says the translation of this. Now this is something which was reported the day when Marhum Imam Khomeini passed away. His wife had reported this on the national radio. And also it is mentioned in many books. And then says the interpretation of this is as such that Qom is like Najaf. Because Imam, he was in Qom, then he moved to Najaf, was ousted from Tehran. Says that Qom is like Najaf. Grave of yours is that hometown of yours which is Qom. Says that you in your missions, you will succeed, but there will be some hindrances, some obstacles. Now that stone that was under your head, that was that obstacle. That obstacle will be removed by Amir al-Mu'mineen and you will get to your destination which is Qom and you will win whatever your plans are.
So one alim, one arif, he sees something, the other one he sees inside his dreams. So that is based upon the amount of purity which a person possesses, he can have access into third party minds, third party dreams, etc. So we talked about compassion. We talked about being good to each other, being good to wives, being good to spouses, being good to children. Now here, the reason why all this was mentioned, we've come to this point, saying that in that ziyarat jamaat and kabila, it was said, ajsadukum fil ajsad. So the bodies of the imams are in our bodies. Souls of the imams are in our souls. So in reality, when we look into each other, we are looking into the bodies of the imam. So if I'm doing good to someone, as if I'm doing good to the imam. And God forbid, if we are hurting someone, we are hurting the imam. Now, in the last moments of the life of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam has a wasiyah to his two sons. Says, Usikuma wa jami'a waladi wa ahli. I give this advice to you two, that is Hassan and Hussein, and to all of my household. Wa man balaghahu kitabi. And to who this note and this book of mine, that is this wasiyah of mine, will reach. That is to you and to me. What is that? Bitaqwa Allah, to observe taqwa. Wa nazmi amrikum. And the first thing Imam says over here is that be organized. Then says, wa salahi dhati baytikum. That is between your family members, your relatives, be good. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ جَدَّكُمَا يَقُولُ سَلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عَامَةِ السَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ. That your grandfather had said that being good to each other is much better than prayers and fasts. So if we do good to each other, if we are good to each other, that way even this worship, this salat, this fast that we observe will be done in a better way. Now that great alim, when he finds out that Sayyid has fought with his wife, he says it's not worth, go and patch. Buy some flowers, a dress, give it to her and fix yourself. That way your worship also is going to be worth, your worship will be good. Otherwise just praying and fasting and having all these disputes and quarrels at home, it's not worth. And then says, Allah, Allah fil aytam. That is, be careful of your duties when it comes to the orphans. Yatim is someone who has lost his father. Now, according to the teachings of Ma'asumeen alayhim as-salam, you and me are also yatim. We believe that Imam is the father of the nation. When Imam is away, it means that everyone is a yatim until he comes back. So when each one of us is yatim, Imam is the father and he is away. So instructions given by Imam towards the yatim, they are different. Says that فَلَا تُغِبُّ أَفْوَاهَهُمْ. There are two instructions given here to us regarding the yatim. Says there is a material instruction and one to be done from the spiritual side of affairs. And that is, yatim and orphan, he should be fed. Not just once in a while. It says that, فَلَا تُغِبُّ أَفْوَاهَهُمْ. It shouldn't be as such that today they are fed, tomorrow there's nothing for them to be fed. It says, regular meals should be provided to them. And when it comes to spirituality, morality, says, فَلَا يُغِبُّ بِحَذَرَتِكُمْ. They shouldn't be ruined in your presence. You should take care of them. So we in reality are the yatim of Ali Muhammad. Here says that Aitam Ali Muhammad are the mu'mineen. They are the orphans of Ali Muhammad. And they need to be taken care of. So when I'm good to someone, it is as if I've done the duty of being good to a yatim. So the same thing applies to spouses, to husbands and wives, so on and so forth. Now, here says that man ala yateeman hatta yastaghni. That is, if someone takes the charge and care of an orphan until he himself can support himself, أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّهُ بِذَٰلِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah makes the heaven mandatory, wajib, because you've served a yateem, you've served an orphan. And then says, if someone does not serve, says Allah makes the hell, the fire, wajib and mandatory on that person for not serving a yateem, an orphan. So this is a big task assigned to each one of us, and may Allah help us that if it is in our ability, in our capacity to serve, to help, or to extend our services, we have to do that to the best of our ability. Now, normally we look after things which make money, money talks. Here Imam says that you be good to each other, silatul rahim, that is towards the family members, first of all it's the spouses, and then it's the parents, the children. It says, when you are good towards them, وَحُسْنُ الْجَوَارِ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ. That is, this being good, doing good to each other, will make your dollars multiply. So, one of the instructions given to us, that is, towards the orphans, we have to be good. We ourselves are the orphans and aitam of Ali Muhammad. Now, one of the other things which we see a lot is that women, for example, we have these retirement plans, and sometimes you have got these forced retirements. The same thing women, when they get to an age, 50, 55, when they are promoted to becoming a mother-in-law, they get into this forced retirement plans. That is not needed. Men also, many a times, they get into these forced retirement plans. The moment they get into these forced retirement plans, that is the moment when all these disputes and quarrels and storms and teacups, they start to erupt. In the olden days, these things did not exist because contraception then was haram. Ulama, prior to 1950s, were of the opinion that it is not allowed. As a result of which, there were so many children in every family. Mother was giving birth, daughter was giving birth, daughter-in-law was giving birth, everyone was busy. No time for any disputes, no divorces, no separations. But now with these one-child families and two-child families, we have more time to fight, more quarrels, more disputes, more separations, more divorces. And there have been ulama who never recited a divorce, a talaq throughout their life. But now that's not the case. Now it's a lot more, and it's almost equal now, marriage and divorces, which is bad. So with these forced retirement plans, we find that more disputes are there when that is not required. As long as it is possible, we have to serve. As long as it is possible, we have to worship. And as long as it is possible, we have to be away from all these disputes and quarrels. If you look into the lifestyle of the mujtahideen, for example, when it comes to the age of retirement, that is the age when they come to the rank of marja'iyat. So that is the time when they have to sit and relax. That is the time when all that burden and task is given to the mujtahid to take the charge of a huge big nation. So, forced retirement is not good. It makes a person lazy. As much as it is possible, we have to work, and as hard as possible, we have to work. The other thing is that we talked about being good to, compassionate towards children. Especially when it comes to centers, we find that so many children are there, and sometimes children do wrong. So what do we do in such circumstances? Teaching from Ma'sumeen is that we have to be kind towards them, we have to respect them, we have to address them. We have to say that salam to them. Rasulullah himself says salam to the children first. Doesn't wait for them to say salam. He says salam to them. Now if a wrong was seen by a child, here the same rules of Amr bin Ma'ruf which apply to an older person apply to that child as well. We can't come and say that because he's a child, we can tarnish him. We can't. We have no right to do that. For example, this is just an example being mentioned. If a child goes to the washroom and stands and urinates, so what do we do? If that intellectual level of mind of that child is such that if you talk to him, he will accept your word, tell him. If you know he's not that level, then come and say to his mom, to his dad, if we are sincere, going and telling to this person, that person, third person, that is not allowed. We can't tarnish. Now that way, we have tarnished that child, tarnished the parents, so much of damage has been done. Now that damage cannot be repaired. It was mentioned, the honor, the dignity of one mu'min is more than Kaaba. Doesn't say that he has to be balig, he has to be old. No, mu'min. Everyone is born on this Islam, on Iman. We have no right to tarnish, to disrespect, to damage that person at all. So children, if something wrong was seen, and if we are sincere towards them, talk to them, and children, they accept. From if we cannot talk to them, or if he hasn't got that capacity to understand your word, go and tell that to his parents, to his mother, to his father. To third persons, no. And now, what they do is iPhone, take a movie, clip and post it. You don't do that. That is also haram. Says that, مَنْ صَبْرَ عَلَىٰ سُوءِ خُلْقِ إِمْرَأَتِهِ إِحْتِسَابًا أَعْتَاهُ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ مَرَّةٍ يَصْبِرُ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ ثَوَابِ مِثْلُ مَا أَعْتَى أَيُّوْ عَلَىٰ بَلَائِهِ. We talked about men of these days. Here says that if the wife, the spouse was miserable, was bad akhlaq, was hot-tempered. Here says that if the husband was patient, Allah will reward him for every patience towards this ill-mannered wife. Says that what he had rewarded Prophet Ayyub will be given to this person for all that patience. Among the urafa that we have, one of them is Marhum Fisharuki. Once one of the students, they had some problem and they were told that Ustad Fisharuki has got an answer for this. He gets the address, travels all that distance, comes to this place and finds the house of this great alim, knocks at the door. The hot-tempered wife, she comes and opens and starts swearing and this person says, what is this mutan? So on and so forth. He was shaken, shocked. Look at me, I've traveled all this distance, come to this point to get an answer from him. He couldn't train and educate his own wife and I've come for a solution myself. And then says, wait, he will come. From a distance he sees that this alim is coming. He's got something in his hand and there is a lion in front of him. When he focuses, he sees it's a snake in his hand. And there is a lion which has been tamed walking in front of him. He says, what is this I see here? And what was that I see behind that door when I knocked? He says, what you saw there, what you see now is a result of what you saw there. That is because of that patience towards that ill-mannered woman. And I stayed with him, Allah blessed me with this great karamat. So that happens. Marhum Haddad, one of the other urafa, in his biography, we find that whatever he got was because of tolerating his mother-in-law, a very hot-tempered lady who was about to kick him out of his house, says, I tolerated her as a result of which Allah blessed him with all that he could be bestowed onto him. So being compassionate towards each other, tolerating each other, help, and all that, it grants all these huge big favors from Allah, the Baraka wa
Ta'ala.
The other thing is that respecting children, to what extent? Says exactly the same amount of respect you give to elders, that much of respect also has to be given to children. You wish, you greet elders with salam. Rasulullah says, I greet youngsters with salam. Teaching is that you respect elders, here Rasulullah respects the youngsters. Now, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was saying his prayers, was in sajda. There Imam Mujtaba also was present. So that sajda took longer than usual. The reporter, he says that when Rasulullah finished his prayer, completed his prayers, I come to him and ask that we thought that wahi has been revealed to you in sajda today, as a result of which this sajda of yours was lengthened so much. And then they see, no, it wasn't that wahi. Imam al-Mujtaba was on his back. He did not want to disturb him. He was waiting for him to come down from his back and for him to get up from sajda. That is respect that he gives to that child. So the same thing can be seen. Here says that when you see a child, you kiss that child, a hasana will be recorded in your a'mal. You respect the child. If he says salam to you, you respond to his salam. But Rasulullah, he says that I greet children first. Man farraha ibnatahu faki'annama a'taqa raqabatan من ولد إسماعيل ومن أقر عين ابنًا كأنما بكى من خشية الله. Says that you please your daughter, make her happy, give her a gift, buy her something, or talk to her in a nice way, and if she is happy, says Allah, that you will be rewarded, the reward of freeing a slave. Now, how much reward that is, we don't know. That is giving life to someone, freeing someone, granting freedom to someone, says that much of a reward will be given to you just to make your daughters happy. Says if you make your sons happy, it is like crying in due to the fear of Allah. So that too is a great triumph the person can possess. That crying, now normally it's not so easy to cry, and also due to the fear of Allah. So once in a blue moon, we also get to cry due to the fear of Allah. It says that has a great reward. You make your sons happy, you will be rewarded as such. So, respecting each other. And says that, if you kiss a child, you will be rewarded hasana. Now, amazing riwayat we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to play with children. That he used to take Imam Mujtaba, carry him on his shoulders, and then kiss his hands, kiss his face. Now all these are recorded riwayat that we have. Says that Inna Allah Azza wa Jal layarham al-rajul lishiddati hubbihi liwaladih. Says Allah will have mercy towards a man based upon the amount of love he had towards his children. Says if he loved his children a lot, he will have a lot of mercy. Now a person, he comes to Rasulullah, he had so many children himself. Says that I never kissed anyone of these children. He in reply says, Man lam yarham lam yarham. That someone who has no mercy, that someone, when you kiss a child, that is due to that love and mercy you have towards him, compassion. Here he says that if you have no compassion towards your child, Allah will not have mercy towards you. Or another person, he says that throughout my life, I never kissed any child. Here Rasulullah says, هَذَا رَجُلٌ عِنْدَنَا إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. This person sitting in this gathering of ours who has never kissed a child, he says he is among those who will be destined into the fire. Ahl al-Nar. That is not showing compassion towards the children. Now, we'll conclude on this topic of compassion and continue with the topic we talked about on bala. That is, balas, they are hanging over our heads, and says that we can attract them by the wrong we do, and we can push them away by the good that we do. Now, says that all these balas, problems that we see, afflictions that we have throughout our life, Allah rewards. إِذَا نُشِرَتِ الدَّوَابِينَ وَنُسِبَتِ الْمَوَازِينَ لَمْ يَنْسَدْ لِأَهْلِ الْبَلَاءِ مِيزَانٌ وَلَمْ يُنْشَرْ لَهُمْ دِيوَانٌ. Says, the pains that we see in this dunya, the problems that we see, throughout of our life, says, because of this, Allah, He will not open our registers in the hereafter. He says that they've already seen all these pains and afflictions, balas and tests in this dunya, so it will not be open. لَهُمْ فِيهِ ثُمَّ تَلَى هَذَهِ الْآيَةِ. And then he recites this ayah, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Says, those who are patient in this dunya, says, their reward is بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will reward them in abundance, without any account, without. So all that reward is given to someone who is patient. Now how do we drive these balas and afflictions that we have, problems that we have in our lives away? By dua. Dua, pray a lot. Yesterday it was mentioned, with istighfar we can drive away all the wrong that we have done. Now that wrong, that bala has been pushed away, it says recite istighfar much more, so that further balas, they don't come towards you. Recitation of Salawat ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. That too. That too is among those things that can drive away the balas that are unfolding, destined to unfold before us. And that says, idfa'u amwaj al bala ankum bid du'a qabla wurud al bala. Before that bala comes towards you, push it away, drive it away by means of du'a. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ لِيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And when people, they have this istighfar. Istighfar means to seek the grace, the forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Says, if you have this istighfar a lot in your life, just say, astaghfirullah, rabbi wa atubu ilayhi, so on and so forth, in all these different forms and formats that we have. Says, Allah, He will never punish these people. Bala, when it unfolds on us, that is a type of a punishment, a test, that affliction that unfolds on us. So, the other thing is that we can push and drive away these sadaqat, these balas, by giving a sadaqa, by giving charity. Now, sadaqa always doesn't mean that it has to be money. It could be any service, whatever is possible for you, serving at home, serving, looking after children, cleaning, or helping out here, all that is sadaqa. And this sadaqa which is given in the way of Allah, that is any good that is performed, says, تَمْنَعْ سَبْعِينَ نَوْعًا مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْبَلَىٰ. That good that you do, that sadaqa which you pay, it drives away 70 variety and different kinds of balas that are destined to unfold on you. One of the other tips which Ma'asumeen, they mention over here, is that silatul rahim, doing good to each other, spouses to spouses, husband to wife to husband, children to parents, parent to children, and all other members of the household, when they are good towards each other, says that tuzakkil a'mal, says that will purify your a'mal, your actions, your wealth also will multiply, your age also will you'll be granted with a long age. Hadith, it says that someone who does good towards other family members, 30 years to his age will be extended. 30 years. Now 30 years bonus means 30 years of worship that can be added on to our life. 30 years of worship means a higher elevation, a promotion, a better rank in the heaven. So all that is given just for this one good that we do towards each other. Says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي مَهْلًا مَهْلًا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ عَنْ مَعَاصِ اللَّهِ فَلَوْلَا بَهَائِمُ مُرَتَّعُوا. Here says that throughout our life, every day, we have a caller from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then he says that the worship that is done by people, the old men when they bow down in ruku, says because of that ruku of his, or because of the worship that is performed by every individual in the society, says balas, they are removed from that nation. So the good worship, salah, tawbah, istighfar, all these are different ways and means by which these salawat, these balas, they are removed from. The other thing is that we can remove these balas by clinging to the sufunun najat, And it was mentioned, Sufun ibn Najah are Ahlul Bayt, and the best of them, it's about Abdullah and Hussein. As it was mentioned, Safinatul Hussein, Awsa wa Asra. It's vast, and it's fast, it will take you to your destination fast. That is one of those outlets that can help in removing these balas that is coming to about Abdullah and Hussein. The days we are in are the days wherein Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they are in Sham or returning back to Karbala. Now the captives that we have who are in Sham and who are en route to Karbala, some of them they perish like Hazrat Ruqayya, Sakina bint Hussein in Sham. Now when they were going to Sham, the total number of captives from among the Bani Hashim male members, we have 8. Two of them are Imams. One is Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the other is Imam Baqir alayhi salam. In addition to them, from the Bani Hashim, we've got 6 small children. 2 of them are the children of Muslim ibn Aqib. And some other children also are there from among the male members. From Bani Hashim, the female members that we have are 15. From those who are not Bani Hashim, we have 6. So altogether 29 women and children and men, they are moving from Karbala to Sham. Now on route also some of them they died. Now how many, the exact count is not true. And they were taken in the most miserable conditions. Here says that when they were asked to ride, to embark on those rides, there was no back carriage, and riding and sitting on animals without any back carriages, without cushions and rugs, it's very painful. Ahlul Bayt, they are made to sit in them, in those rides. Now Imam Sajjad, because he is the oldest male member of this caravan and also ill, he is made to sit on the other animal and he is tied on that animal. Here the reporters, they say that when the caravan came to Kufa, we saw this young man without any head cover, without anything on, with a bare head, an uncovered head, and with his feet with fresh wounds because he was in chains. Now, there are different words and khitabats, sermons, on and off delivered by the members of this caravan. Now just 2 of them are being mentioned here. We find that the first sermon that is delivered by Hazrat Zainab alayha salam when she comes back, she comes by the body of Aba Abdullah. She places her hands under the body of Aba Abdullah, and what she says, Ilahi taqabbal minna hadhal Qur'an. That God accept this sacrifice from us. Then she says, Ya Muhammada, Sanda alayka malaikatu sama. That is, Muhammada, grandfather. Upon you, the angels of the sky, they send salutations. This is Hussein bin Ara, Murammal bin Dima. This is Hussein stranded in this desert. He is soaked in his blood on this sand, with his limbs and with his body broken, and your daughters, they are all in the state of captivity. This is the second phrase which she says. Here the reporters say that when she utters these phrases, there was a cry. They cried, even the enemies, they cried upon seeing the cry of Zainab. Now, the 72 or 70 odd companions of Aba Abdullah who were martyred on this day of Ashura were laid, the bodies were there in this desert with no heads. Because they removed the heads from the bodies, and also they were pounded under the hooves of animals and horses, they were crushed and broken even before they were beheaded. because they were wounded, they were fighting. Now after these heads that were removed, bodies could not be distinguished from each other. And the women and children also are to be taken back to Sham. On the 12th of Muharram, that is a day after Ashura, here the caravan of Bani, the tribe of Bani Asad, the women of the tribe of Bani Asad, they forced the men to go and bury. If they don't, they said, we'll go ourselves. What kind of men are you? So upon the forcing of the women, men of the tribe of Bani Asad, they come to lay the bodies of the companions of Abu Abd Allah to rest, but they could not recognize which body is which. We believe the body of a Ma'soom Imam has to be buried by the Ma'soom Imam himself. So when they were present there by the bodies of the Shuhada and did not know what to do, there by the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our fourth Imam, he arrives at Karbala and he distinguishes the bodies, makes a grave. Now, because the body of Abu Abdullah is not in one piece, it's a broken body, was laid in a mat, and then the body was buried. Here, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he covers the grave, and then says that, now these are the phrases, says, Tuba li'arudin tadammanat jasadaka tahir, that lucky is that land which holds this pure body of yours. فَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا بَعْدَكَ مُسْلِمٌ, that is, this dunya after you is dark, and the hereafter by your arrival there, it's going to be enlightened. Then says, this grief of ours, it's going to be eternal, it will be forever, until we meet you in the hereafter. And then what he does is that, writes on the grave, هَذَا قَبْرُ الْحُسَيْنِ بْنُ عَلِي بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ الَّذِي قَتَلُوهُ عَجْشَانًا غَرِيبًا, that this is the grave of Hussein, son of Ali, son of Abu Talib, who was killed alone and thirsty. Now when these caravans, this caravan, this group, is to come to Sham, heads of the Shuhada, they are taken on these journeys. Reporters, they say that among the first heads that was to be taken on a javelin in Islam was the head of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. That is another atrocity that we find. On these camels that were naked, with back carriages, without any rugs and cushions in them, women and children seated in the most miserable way, and that Mal'un, he was carrying the head of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, and the slogan or this shair which he was reciting is as such that Ana sahib al-ram' al-taweel, Ana sahib al-sayf al-saqeel, Ana qatil al-deen al-asil, that I am the one who is carrying this tall spear, and then this sword that I am carrying, and I am the killer of the one who possessed the purest faith. With all audacity he was saying that. Since as he was reciting these ash'ar, a lady from the back carriage of one of these rides, she says that, what do you say? Why don't you add these phrases to it? That is, وَمَنْ نَاغَاهُ فِي الْمَهْدِ جِبْرَئِيلِ وَمَنْ, that is, someone who was put to sleep by Jibreel in his cradle, someone who was shook by Mikael, Israfil, Israel, someone who had freed Tzatzain, all these great angels of Allah. And why don't you say that someone by whose murder the Prophet was killed, by whose passing away Ali was killed, by whose passing away all the Imams, all the Prophets, all the angels of Allah were killed. This should be added. It was mentioned yesterday that when it comes to the head of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, how miraculously it served. Abu Abdullah, his services as long as he was alive were huge. Even after his death, it's the same. So long as the head was being taken from town to town, the same guidance continued. And even today, these majalis that are held and hosted for Abu Abdullah, the same thing. Now we find that when the head of Abu Abdullah is placed, now those who are carrying this head are 50 men. And the reporters, the historians, they say that when we analyze those 10 who pounded the bodies of the Shuhada and these 50 men who were carrying the heads of the Shuhada, all of them were illegitimately born. Now these crimes and sins that we see, a person has to be so much filthy, so much contaminated to be able to commit such horrendous crimes. So these mala'een or these criminals who committed these horrendous crimes, all of them were illegitimately born. Says that they took the head was placed in a trunk, and these 50 men, on and off, they used to stop. It was at Maghrib, they used to stop. Around the head, they used to get together, drink till the morning, intoxicate themselves, and in the morning continue the journey towards Sham. Says that was the routine for these days that the head was with them. Says on multiple occasions, the head was placed. Says one of these 50 men, he did not get drunk that evening. Says, I see that on the walls a hand appears. Now prior to this, he says that, I see that from this trunk in which this head of Abu Abdullah is placed, from that trunk all the way to the skies, there is a noor, a light which has ascended. And then he says that, I see that one after the other, first of all, it's the Prophet who descends, comes and stands by the trunk. All the Prophets after that come and they extend their condolences to Rasulullah. And then he says that, we see a hand appear and write something on the wall. What does it write? It says, أَتَرْجُوا أُمَّةً قَتَلَتْ حُسَيْنًا شَفَاعَةَ جَدِّهِ يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Says, a nation who has killed Hussein, do they expect that the shafa'at of their grandfather be granted to them? That says, impossible, wallah, that will not be given. But that what is going to be given to them, it's an adab, it's a punishment. Now even in this entire tragedy, we find that Zuljanah, this loyal horse of Abu Abdullah, his wafa, his loyalty is such that when Abu Abdullah is hit, and when he is to fall from that horse, this animal brain, as Abu Abdullah was to fell in that pit, says this animal comes to the edge of that pit so that Abu Abdullah is not hurt when he falls to the ground. Says that he falls to the ground. The reins of Zuljanah, the forehead is soaked in his blood, comes towards the camp, neighing and galloping around the tents. Here it says that hadith, that Imam, he says, do you know what that horse was saying? It says, الظَّلِيمَةُ الظَّلِيمَةُ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ قَتَلَتْ إِبْنُ بِنْتِ نَبِيِّهَا وَهُمْ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ إِلَيْهِمْ. Says that the horse in his own language was saying by that neighing of his, that complain, complain of a nation who killed the grandson of the Prophet, and they recite the Quran that was revealed to the Prophet. Now this can be seen even in that ziyarat nahiyat al-muqaddasa where Imam al-Asr, he says that وَأَسْرَعَ فَرَسَكَ شَارِدًا إِلَىٰ خِيَامِكَ قَاسِدًا مُحَمْحِمًا بَاكِيًا. That is, even in that horse, an animal, it had that much of an wafa, understanding that this is what has to be done. Wails and cries comes to the camps. Hamaz khaymaha birun dalida Vali salar zaynabra nalida Yaki guyad faras baba yama ku Yaki guyad faras baba yama ku یکی گوید فرس مولای ما کو، ای از عزیز و سرورم کو، مرگم برسد برادرم کو، ای از تو بی وفا نبودی، با ما تو جفا نمی نمودی، همه از خیمه ها بیرون دویدن، ولی سالار زینب را ندیدن. الا لعنت الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها، يا الله 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 يا الله. إلهي عجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان، اللهم أحينا حياة محمد وآل محمد، وأمتنا ممات محمد وآل محمد، اللهم ارزقنا في الدنيا زيارة محمد وآل محمد، وفي الآخرة شفاعة محمد وآل محمد. All those who are in an ailing, especially those present in this majlis, Ya Allah, grant them shifa. All those who have passed away, Ya Allah, forgive them, elevate their ranks. We talked about compassion. Ilahi, that compassion of yours be given to us. Help us in being compassionate towards every member of the community, towards our spouses, towards our children, towards our parents. Ya Allah, our parents, grant them a long age, and those who have passed away, elevate their ranks. وَعَجِّلْ فِي فَرَجِ مَوْلَانَا صَاحِبَ الزَّمَانِ مَاتَمِ حُسَيْنِ.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.